I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again. Nolan and myself in the studio as always, and hopefully you've had a fantastic week, a dirty week, wherever you are out there in the listening world. You know what it's all about. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach. It doesn't matter. So tonight's episode, we'll obviously be talking about giving our thoughts on the Shohei Ohtani signing. I know you've heard lots already and have opinions already as they've been sent in to us. But we'll share our opinions on it, and they may surprise you, they may not, who knows. But and then obviously try to do some updates on what else is happening around the league as well, and trying to keep it going. Some of the highlights, some of the stupidity of it, quite frankly, to me. But anyways, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. So before we get there, as always, we want to thank our sponsors, show sponsors, Rip Grip Pro. That's the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team at the Rip Grip Pro. You can check them at ripgrippro.com. You can feel free to reach out to me, DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to talk about where the value lies in this amazing little hitting training tool and the value that it's added to your program. There's no question about it. And also, as always, of course, the Rope Trainer, our favorite throwing and training aid for arm health, arm mechanics, arm motion. Just a solid, solid product, as you know, and we've been with them since 2017, so it's not just an overnight thing. It's been there for a long time, and it will be there for a long time. It's tried and true, and we believe in it 100%. There's no question. So same thing there. DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Happy to talk about it. Happy to break it down, whether you're a parent, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach for your program. Doesn't matter. I'll talk about it and explain to you the values in depth. With all pleasure. So that's what it's all about, being part of the Dirtbag Nation. We're here, we're baseball, we live it, we breathe it, we die it. You know that, we know that, and we thank you so much for everything that you do with us. And again, you want to send in curtain call questions for that segment of the show, send them directly to us. You can email me if you want. You can DM us if you want. It doesn't matter. Just send them in. We're happy to talk in person or get them on a show with it right here. And talk about it and give our opinions. So again, sit back, settle in. We're going to be right back here. We're going to get going with it. And hey, buckle up. Going to be a good ride.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa. That's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Now, during Staples holla-deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla-deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to go?
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, everybody's been talking about it. Shohei Ohtani. Let's get right after it with that one. 10 years, $700 million. Contract breaks down basically 10 year, $2 million per, and then 680 deferred over the next 10 years. So between 2033 and 2044, the Dodgers in total will have approximately $857 million in deferred money between Shohei, Mookie Betts, and I believe Freddie Freeman as well.
I saw Mookie Betts and Shohei. I didn't see Freeman on it, but he very well could be there as well.
So, I mean, now the crazy thing that I just kind of read, now I don't know how true this is, but apparently there's an opt-out in Shohei's contract that basically is stipulated if one of the front office or managers, whatever it is fired that season, Shohei can opt out that same season. So, I mean, realistically, I can't see him exercising that opt-out when he's got all this money anyways. Like, because I don't know how that would affect the contract. Obviously, if he opts out, I mean, I'm assuming that his contract would be completely off the books. But either way, no, I mean, hey, I heard a lot of people saying it's fantastic for baseball and everything like that, and the Dodgers are a marquee franchise and whatnot. And don't get me wrong, the Dodgers absolutely are a marquee franchise for baseball. But then they proceeded to go on and rip on Canada and rip in Toronto and all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, where's the credibility in that one? Because I know for a fact, man, if Shohei Ohtani was coming up to Toronto, you heard all the buzz that was coming out just by him coming up to Toronto. I mean, it earned him an extra $100 million is kind of the speculation. Now, obviously, Farhan Zahidi, the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, confirmed that they also offered the exact same contract as the Los Angeles Dodgers did for Shohei Ohtani. But I mean, still, end of the day, like when I heard that about Toronto, I was so disappointed by the baseball writers and everything like that. Like, these are supposed to be credible professionals and everything. And like, man, for them just to bag on Toronto, like, Toronto's put out a competitive team. They're in a fantastic division. And if they're trying to say that Toronto's not one of the marquee franchises, sure. I get that they're not in that echelon of the Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. But at the same time, they're playing the New York Yankees. They're playing the Boston Red Sox. Like, the AL East, man, that's one of the most marketable divisions in all of baseball. So I don't know where that credibility was coming from for them to bag on Toronto like that. But I thought that was shameful on them.
Yeah, Toronto's never had a problem competing in the AL East. That's why they're still there. When they, way back when you were looking at Toronto and Detroit going to the Central when they realigned everybody or whatever, and that Toronto fought adamantly about it and said, we got no problem at all. And I mean, Little Caesars with Detroit Tigers at the time or whatever, and they had no problem either or whatever and that, but they went to the Central. No problem. They folded the 10 at the end of the day. So Kevin Gausman, Blue Jays pitcher, he had no problem rebuttaling that one. He said, that's a joke. He says, all you got to do is come to this place and look at the safeness of it, the quality of life, and the team. Give me a break. It's a bogus an excuse, and it's bogus that anybody makes that comment. And it's true, right? Because we talk about it all the time, Nolan, and not. And you know what, Nation? If you're in professional sports, you're in professional sports. Get the job done. Let's get back to Shohei, okay? Business-wise, genius. Business-wise, genius for the Dodgers. Because that all that money deferred is interest-free. So it's not like it's ever going to change at that time. Not that it needs to. Because like they said, Shohei makes $50 million in endorsements a year already. So his $2 million baseball salary doesn't affect him, impact him at all. Great business move. Great execution by Shohei Ohtani and his agent to manipulate the Jays in there. Take advantage. He had one other team. He knew that obviously the Giants were in there as well. So they executed it perfectly during the winter meetings. Get the talk going, get the speculation going. Fantastic. Got him $100 or $200 million more dollars at the end of the day. Well done.
Now
hats off. But baseball wise, Nolan, brutal. For me personally, brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. We don't want to go down that road. And I get it. Everybody's got the reports out there already that under the collective bargaining agreement and stipulations of MLB, you can do unlimited deferred money. Well, Rob Manfred, again, shame on you as the leader of the whole thing. You got caught with your pants down, plain and simple. You got manipulated with your pants down as far as I'm concerned, because that's got to change. You can't do that. Now, all of a sudden, you got teams running amok. You got a low-income team. Let's just say, call them the low-income, even though I hate that. Now, they start doing that type of stuff, knowing that 5 years from now, I'm just going to sell the team anyways. That's a dangerous road, and that's not professional sports. That part of it, I cannot stand. I hate it. That was wrong, whether it was the Dodgers that did it or whoever, any team in the league. That's not what we want as fans. We want honesty. We want transparency or whatever. And you know what? We want competitive balance. Colorado, write them off. Sorry. Thanks for coming to the party. Write them off. Arizona's fine. They got a good young team. They're at the right time right now. But once they run through those guys, who knows what's going to happen then? San Francisco bounced back. They got the Korean. Got him signed.
Young Hao Lee, 6-year, 113. And I actually like that move. I think that that's a very good move by San Francisco. Obviously, he's a very highly touted, I don't know if prospect's the right word for this particular situation, having played professional baseball over in Korea. But at the same time, he's never played MLB, so I'd consider him a prospect by all standards. But no, hey, he's going to be the starting center fielder. Not necessarily known for his power by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, he's a left-handed hitter, gap to gap. What was it? I think I read 45 extra base hits and like 30 stolen bases this year. High on base, high contact guy. I think he's going to fit in well. Now, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to be like a, Masataka Yoshida. But, I mean, he's still going to be, in my opinion, a great player for the San Francisco Giants, especially with how spacious that center field is. If he can go gap to gap there and use his speed the way that he's profiling out to be, I think that guy's going to hit about 15 triples this year.
Yeah, good left-handed stick too, right? Breaks up that lineup for them. So, I mean, bounce back. I like San Francisco doing it just for the sake of not sitting around and going, oh, boo-hoo is us. We didn't get Shohei. Bounce right up off the mat.
Yeah.
It's gone. It ain't coming back. He's a Dodger now. Drive on. Make your best team you can.
Yep. And then obviously you get Yoshinobu Yamamoto, according to John Heyman, has not finalized. But he's limited his list down to 7 teams, apparently. The Red Sox, Phillies, Blue Jays, Dodgers, Giants, Mets, and Yankees. And that being said, I mean, I'm seeing posts just from yesterday that Yamamoto and Lars Nootbaar were hanging out together. So I can't necessarily write off the Cardinals just because of that connection. And obviously, if they're hanging out together, then obviously that still means that they have some sort of friendship. I know Lars Nootbaar in the offseason, he moves back home down to Southern California. So I'm assuming they're probably just getting together for a drink while Yamamoto's in America still. But I mean, I can't necessarily rule them out just because of the Lars Nootbaar effect.
I can't rule them out because of last week's fiasco with Shohei Ohtani and all these legends in the trusted world of media couldn't be further wrong. Or they were with the Dodgers. I don't even know. None of us knows. Maybe they were with the Dodgers. They wanted to scare it and get it done and get them to become a Dodger. I don't know. But at the end of the day, shame on those guys. Shame on those guys to make those reports and then not to come out and man up. Man up and say, you know what? I apologize to all my fans, my followers. I was wrong. I was wrong. That's on me. I own that. We all make mistakes, but I'll tell you what, you want to get credibility and respect back? Own it when you do it. And none of them did. I don't even want to talk about that, so I'm not going to.
And then, yeah, I mean, just sticking with the Dodgers, it sounds like they're in serious talks with the Tampa Bay Rays about possibly acquiring Tyler Glass now, Emmanuel Margot for Ryan Pepiot and another player. Obviously, Glass now owed $25 million. It's very much speculated that he will be traded at some point this offseason just because of the Tampa Bay Rays history. And, I mean, going to $25 million, that's not usually within the Tampa Bay Rays organization to have that much money attached to one player. That being said, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you leading us now?
Yeah, I mean, so one thing we kind of touched on last week that never officially got finalized until after our episode was done. Juan Soto trade, obviously, that's a huge move. Roger Clemens already gave him the approval to wear number 22, as he should. Obviously, Juan Soto, fantastic hitter. Up to this point, I mean, obviously, his numbers have come back to earth a little bit. Last year set new career highs for home runs and RBIs. But, I mean, like, he set the bar so high for himself when he first came up with the Washington Nationals. And now, obviously, last year he continued that success. The average wasn't quite the same, but, I mean, still an elite on-base guy. Still elite strike zone awareness. The power started to come into its own. Let's be honest, the kid's only going to be 25, 26 years old for this upcoming season. To me, obviously, it's a move that is, I'd say, very high risk for the New York Yankees at this point, considering they haven't signed him to an extension yet. And by all accounts, it sounds like he wants to test the free agent market, considering the Yankees gave up, I'd say, three pretty highly regarded pitchers. One that sounds like he's knocking on the doors for the MLB already. I don't know, man. I mean, to me, it's a smart move by San Diego in the fact that, hey, they assessed that they needed pitchers and everything like that. And, I mean, last year, let's be honest, it didn't work out for the San Diego Padres, and ever since they got Juan Soto. Now, I'm not saying it's Juan Soto's fault by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, the whole thing in San Diego did not work out. Obviously, they had to cut some salary somewhere. He's projected to be right around that $30 million mark for this last year of his arbitration. And, I mean, you're going into it knowing, okay, like I said in last week's episode, man, personally to me, I think he's a defensive liability. Obviously, you can't DH him because you got to DH Giancarlo Stanton and the money that he's owed. Obviously, you can't put him on the bench and just sit him there. But at the same time, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the left field position.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, yes, they gave up a lot. Good for San Diego to recoup as much as they appear to have for Soto. Good for the Yankees. No fooling around. Get them done. Get them in there. Yes, like you said, Nolan, the potential downfall, if you want to say that, is you haven't got the extension on him, but you've got a year to talk to him, year to talk to the agents, year to for him to talk to Judge, talk to everybody or whatever and that. And then basically, probably at the end of the day, if he does what he's supposed to do as a player, they'll leave him an open check to go and explore free agency just like they did with Judge. I can't see anything else happening. But the Yankees had to do something. They didn't sit on their hands last week. They got moving with it, put the pressure on the Padres. The Padres got exactly, or not exactly, but as much value in return as I'm happy if I'm a San Diego Padre for sure. And a deal was made. Two teams wanting to get something done, they did it. And boy, I'll tell you what, Judge can stay on the field. You back up Soto, you back up Judge, you back up Giancarlo Stanton for as much as he's on the field. DJ LeMahieu comes back to any degree at the top of that lineup. Volpe continues to improve. If they can get Yamamoto, that's all of a sudden a good team.
Hey, the lineup right now is very stacked. Obviously, that's the Yankees are looking a lot like the Yankees of old as opposed to the Yankees of the past decade plus.
Rizzo comes back hopefully somewhat healthy, and that can play maybe 100 games.
If Rizzo slides into that lineup, man, that's got to be the best lineup in the AL East.
It's a strong lineup.
Like, and the Jays have work to do if they want to try and compete with that.
Think about that. You got righty-lefty, or lefty-righty-lefty-righty.
Exactly, man. That top of the lineup is going to be great. And like you said, if Volpe takes the next step, obviously got a year under his belt, wasn't necessarily great his first year offensively. But, I mean, the kid still had 20 bombs. Like, you got to expect the average to come up just based on the way that he played throughout his minor league career. And, I mean, the defense is there. So, it's not like the Yankees are in a situation where it's like, hey, listen, we want you in the three hole, batting in between Judge and Soto or however they configure that lineup, right? Yep. So, I mean, that's a good thing. Is he bats down in the 8-9 hole, resets the lineup for the top of those order guys. Like, and, man, that just puts pressure on the pitcher to throw even more strikes because, obviously, he's a stolen base guy as well.
And for me right now, you don't have to look at trading Gleyber Torres either. I think that's off the table right now or whatever and stuff like that, right? It's in a holding platform. So, that you know, you're looking at potential of 20 to 25 bombs right there out of your 7, 8, 9. Now you're looking like what the Jays probably should have been last year.
Well,
a lineup of seven, one like, through eight at least.
I don't think they're necessarily going to be the Atlanta Braves of this year, but I'd say more like either a Minnesota Twins lineup from a couple years ago where they had 307 home runs and had the MLB record until this year where Atlanta passed it. But I mean, that's kind of the way that I look at that lineup. That's just a depth lineup. Obviously, you have Aaron Judge, who, I mean, if he stays healthy, he can very easily hit 50 home runs this year. But I'm just kind of looking up and down that lineup. Juan Soto might actually be a perfect, like, for my comparison's sake, a Curtis Granderson, where Curtis Granderson had good power in Detroit, but he wasn't a 40 home run hitter. You know what I'm saying? Where all of a sudden he went to New York Yankees and he became a 40 home run guy because he had that short right field porch and he just exposed it. And now Juan Soto, obviously, he hits the ball to all fields, but I'm just still saying, man, that right field porch, that's got to be looking pretty good for 40 home runs from him.
Well, that lineup also compares like the Philadelphia Phillies, right?
Yeah.
Just strong hammers all the way through that understand the game. They understand that if it's not my game offensively, no problem because somebody's going to pick me up.
Yeah.
I've got it covered. I've got the bases covered. Now I just need to get healthy on the pitching staff. Got to get Rodon back there for 25 starts even. If he can come back for 25, anything over that is a bonus, right? Nestor Cortez hopefully gets back there for around that 20 to 25 starts again. And even a three quarters of Nestor Cortez of 2022, I'll take that all day long. And let the reigning AL Cy Young, Mr. Cole, just continue doing what he does.
Oh, yeah. Because you know he's going to be right back in the Cy Young candidacy again, man. Like, that guy, year in, year out, just performs. And
I'm not even so sure. I mean, we were always kicking it off the air, Nolan, about Hader. I'm not so sure that the Yankees don't go out and get him because exactly right. It's going to be about $33 million for Soto. They're right at that threshold. I get that or whatever and that, and they've been very good with the money the last few years. But on the other side of it, New York Yankees need to win a World Series. So there's a guy that's, I'm not saying they're getting him, but I bet you he's on the radar.
For some reason, it just strikes me as Hader is not a big city guy.
I know, but I'm sure they're going to
They should kick the tires on it, but I'm just saying, to me, it just doesn't, he doesn't strike me as that guy. Like, I feel like he was comfortable in Milwaukee. He was comfortable in San Diego because it's not like a metropolitan of 100 million people.
Yeah, I know.
Like, so, I mean, hey, no, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying, but okay, jumping back over to some more news that happened, I want to talk about the Kansas City Royals and a couple of great moves that they made. They signed Will Smith, 1 year, $5 million deal. So that automatically puts them in the World Series consideration because Will Smith wins World Series.
Yes.
And then they go out and they sign Seth Lugo to a 3 year, $45 million, and they're kicking the tires on Marcus Stroman. I like that, man. If they can sign Stroman as well as the couple of guys that I just mentioned, I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that that's a competitive team to the point where they're in that upper echelon. But what the heck has the AL Central been doing?
We talked about it, right? That's exactly what we're talking about, Dirtbag Nation, just so you understand. You got to look at the AL Central. And if you're one of those teams and one of those fans of those teams, you know what we're talking about. Those are quiet, subtle moves. While the rest of the industry is focused on the big dogs, they're quietly just going in there and filling out a roster. One thing that's too bad for them, because he had success there as a player, but he's going to probably command a three-year contract, would be Jorge Soler at going back as a DH. Had 48 there 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd be a perfect complement in that lineup.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be too long of a contract for them, but they're at a perfect time because Chicago's lost. Minnesota has proven so far that they're bringing the money, closing the wallet.
Yeah.
They've given up pitchers. They're not really making any moves. They're hoping Brian Buxton is on the field as much as he can be, which hasn't been existent. They're hoping the young Royce Lewis is out there and regularly, like, yeah, he was Royce in the playoffs.
Be healthy. If Royce can be healthy, then that definitely helps out right? that lineup. But, I mean, that guy's got – you want to talk about an injury history. That poor bugger, he can't get anything right.
Yeah, and Detroit's been quiet. They lost Eduardo Rodriguez to the Diamondbacks. They haven't really done anything.
Yeah, they signed Andrew Chafin to a 1 year, $4.75 million. But I mean, outside of that, they haven't done anything.
Smart flip move like they did in the past with Chafin. And, oh, yeah. And but absolutely, Kansas City, you got to be excited. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., all know the player he's going
to
be.
I was just about to say he's going to be a top five player, in my opinion, this year. And he's going to be, I don't know, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he's going to be a top three MVP guy this year.
I'm right there with you.
Because, yeah, he just went 33 and I think 47, if I'm not mistaken, for stolen bases or something like that. Yep. Like, he had an incredible year. I'm drawing a blank on what his numbers were off of the top of my head, but I know it was 30-30 for sure.
Yep.
So, and, like, you're just looking at the talent that kid's got.
Absolutely.
Like, if I'm a pitcher, man, and knowing how big Kauffman is, like, that's a big stadium. So, I mean, for you to try and pitch there, I would love that.
Well, they got their buddy Zach Greinke. He announced there just yesterday or whatever
that he wants to come back.
He's back in the game, baby.
Yeah,
he's
that's going to be interesting. I don't know where he goes next year. Like, I think Kansas City just because.
I think so. There's that possibility. He's going to explore everything. But, again, number five guy now at that point in his career, you know he's going to take the ball all the time. Yeah, the ERA is going to be a little high and stuff like that or whatever, but he's going to continue the growth and the development of that program. And to your point, Nolan, I love it. I love what Kansas City's doing. I think it's subtle, it's quiet, but in that division, the way it is right now, why not do what you're doing and get there, get some good relief? I know you've said, why wouldn't they back it up for Josh Hader, even though that's over $100 million for a team that doesn't pay over $100 million?
I'd do it.
You know, absolutely.
He's worth it, man. That's the thing. Like, when you're talking about a Josh Hader type, he's absolutely worth the money because in today's baseball, a good closer is your MVP. All right, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to talk about our curtain call questions.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And if you need a little more pep in your step, get yourself a refreshing Peppermint Frosty Cream Cold Brew. Or you can give it to your mom. Whatever.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan coming in from Baltimore, starting to sweat a little bit down there and that. Things have kind of changed with the Yankees, with the Soto, and then being in on Yamamoto. No guarantee of getting him, obviously, or whatever and that. Do or does Mr. Elias need to get off the pot and start making things happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think they need a starting pitcher and they need a closer, obviously. Craig Kimbrel, they just signed to a one-year, $13 million deal. As of this second, he's going to be the closer. But, I mean, they've still kicked the tires on Josh Hader. Obviously, he's a local boy. And you look at that team, they're on the come up. Makes a lot of sense for them to be in on him, too. Knowing Felix Bautista's out for the year, that's why they went out and got a Kimbrel, just to secure that ninth inning role at the time being. Like I said, man, if I'm them, I'm kicking the tires on Hader. But they need to make a move for at least one starting pitcher, if not two, just because of how young that whole starting pitching rotation is.
No question about it. I agree wholeheartedly on that. I'm not saying push the panic button, but you've certainly got your eyes open, and that's why the question was sent in. Great job with the Baltimore Orioles fans. Had that passion. You felt what it was like to win again. You know what you've got as a team. You know what you've got down in the farm. You know, again, don't panic it, but keep the heat on Mr. Elias. Keep the heat on that ownership. And keep them moving forward, because the Yankees are only going to get better. The Red Sox are still quiet. They're not doing a whole lot. We're still trying to figure out what Craig Breslow is going on and thinking there or whatever and that. But
well, they just went out and got Tyler O'Neill. But yeah, yeah. I get what your point is.
More or less quiet or whatever. Still trying to figure it out what way he's going. So I want to stay in the AL East. Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays fans going crazy, obviously, right now. A little bit of panic, a little bit of everything. Does Ross Atkins need to get off the hop, quit feeling sorry for himself, start moving it, or is he just going to stay status quo for the rest of the offseason?
No, I mean, obviously, he's got to be heavily involved in some of those upper-level free agents. They have a glaring need at third base, a glaring need in center field now that Kevin Kiermaier and Matt Chapman are both free agents. Obviously, I think the fallback option is you sign a Matt Chapman. Now, that being said, Matt Chapman, he's going to have a lot of suitors out there. Because there's a lot of teams that need a third baseman. Like I said, Arizona Diamondbacks make a lot of sense to me. I mean, my prediction was that he's going to sign with the Colorado Rockies all places just because I think they're going to offer him the most money. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what all happens. Obviously, if I'm the Jays, I'm trying to get a Cody Bellinger. Now, Cody Bellinger is going to have a big market. I predicted him to go to the Yankees, but, I mean, now that sounds like, okay, that deal or that ship has sailed. With the Juan Soto acquisition.
And Verdugo trade.
And the Alex Verdugo trade, yeah. But, so yeah, I mean, you're looking at it and you're like, okay, this is a team that needs more pieces. I don't know if they need a starting pitcher necessarily because their starting pitching depth is still there. Obviously, you're hoping for a bounce back from Alec Manoah, but they have a fantastic first three guys. Obviously, you got Gausman, you got Jose Berrios, who had a great bounce back year this year, and you got Chris Bassitt, who... I mean, the first couple of weeks of that signing, I'm not going to lie, I was sitting there laughing at it because I'm like, well, he got roped by the Cardinals. What did he let up? I think 12 runs in three innings or something like that in his first start. And then after that, I mean, that guy was lights out pretty much from May on.
Love him. Love that trade or that signing and stuff like that at the time or whatever. And once he got settled into that team, he was rocking and rolling for sure. NL East, New York Mets sending it in. Steve Cohen making the flight. How'd the conversation go with Yamamoto, what they would take the flight and go all the way to Japan? Is that a panic thing from a guy that lives in the stock world and is used to getting what he wants? Is he starting to panic a little bit there with the Mets?
Nope. Not in my opinion. That guy knows that he's got a blank check written for majority of players. I think that that's a very strategic move showing, hey, listen, we're willing to come to you to try and persuade you to come to us. Where every other team, it was Yamamoto's in Los Angeles, and we'll meet with him there. I think that was a very strategic move by Cohen. I liked it, honestly, personally speaking, so then that way he gets to see his home culture, and he can use that side of the whole deal while negotiating a contract with Yamamoto, because he can compare his home life to New York. Now, I don't know what Yamamoto's home life's like. Obviously, Queens is a... Well, the whole New York metropolitan area is obviously very diverse. So I think that can play into somewhat of a role in it. But I don't know if Yamamoto's comfortable going to, like I said, a city of, I don't know what the metropolitan of New York is. I'm going to guess probably about 100 million people. Like, I know it's incredibly large, right? So I don't know if he's comfortable going to that situation. Obviously, there were some early reports out there that said that he was not a New York guy. But I don't know until, obviously, that deal gets finalized with the M-Moto.
Yeah, I mean, New York City, metropolitan, 16 to 20 million people, right? Right there and stuff like that. But when you include the state, you include the stature of a New York team in any sports or whatever and that global following. Obviously, we're not talking about Yankees global following or whatever and that, but you're right. That branches that out to probably 100 million or more. So staying in the NL East, the season ends. 2024 ends right now. The Shohei signing with the Dodgers. Does that overtake the Atlanta Braves? Or are they still the team in the NL?
Still the team in the NL. I don't really think it's too much of a question. I think that that is just a juggernaut of a team, obviously well-built. Anthopoulos is not a dumb, I don't know if he's president of baseball operations or general manager there. Either way, he's the commander-in-chief. He is not dumb in his job, man. I will not be surprised if he goes out there. Obviously, there's still some pitchers to get. If he can somehow land a guy like a Corbin Burns, like, you might as well. Now, I get kind of the argument, but let's be honest. He has his entire core signed for the next 3 years. So what the heck do I need a top prospect for if I can go out there and get a Corbin Burns to pair with the starting pitchers? If I can go out there and get a Dylan Cease to pair with the rest of my starting pitchers? I don't know about Tyler Glasnow. I can't see him being a trade acquisition there. But, I mean, heck, they got options, right? So, I mean, if I'm the Braves right now, I'm just chilling. I'm relaxing. My team's good. I got my core set up. I need one move to make in order to be a legitimate contender for passing the Seattle Mariners record of 116 wins in a season.
Well, that's it. I'm going to stay on that Shohei thing. Does he even pick up the phone, him and his agent, and make that offer to the Atlanta Braves, knowing that the Braves aren't going to pay the back end of that? Probably. But do you think he even made that? Because if he was trying to go to the best team in baseball right now, all due respect to the Houston Astros, they've been there every year. All due respect. But like you said, knowing the way the Braves are set up right now with their contingency signed through 2027 or more, how do you not go to that team? How do you not have your agent contact that team if you're going to have that type of a contract at the end of the day?
No, I mean, I get
your point. Do you think it ever happened?
I get your point. I don't think it happened, though. I don't think he wanted to come that far off the coast. I think his number one team all along was the Los Angeles Dodgers. I just think he had already made up his mind going into the whole thing, just saying, hey, listen, like, the Dodgers are my first choice. If they come up to this asking price, I'm taking it. No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, realistically, he probably offered it to every team that was in consideration or contention for his performance and everything like that he brings with him. But at the end of the day, I think Anthopoulos was probably just sitting there and he's like, hey, you know what? This is our hardball number. We're not coming over that. It was probably going to be $45 million over 10 years because that's the way that he seems to get guys to come there is guys on the cheap side. And I'm talking incredibly cheap, right? So obviously I'm joking about the 10-year 45, but I mean, you get the point that I'm making.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to the AL West. Same type of conversation in from the Angels fans. Very, very, very disappointed right now with the questions that they were sending in to us this week. Did Shohei reach out to Artie Moreno and even make that offer? Because nothing was ever really heard or anything about the Los Angeles Angels, and then he goes ahead and he makes that sign. Artie Moreno would have done a deal like that. I'm sure he probably would have done a deal with that like that, even though he's kind of got them for sale. Or was it just, do you think it broke between the Angels and Shohei at the end of the day?
I think something was just broken there by the end of it. I mean, obviously he goes on the IL to end the month of September, but there wasn't any conversation from that point on that we heard of.
No.
So I think the Angels realistically offered him a contract. He said no, and they were kind of like, okay, well, that's as high as we're willing to go. Like, I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely. I think majority of teams would have signed Shohei to that contract. I just think Shohei looked at what had happened the past 6 years with the Angels and just said, well, you know what? I'm not going to win here, unfortunately, even with Mike Trout. I just can't see myself being a competitor And I can't see myself being a winner with the Los Angeles Angels to this point.
For sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, reports were right. He basically packed up and left the clubhouse and never seen again. Went to the house, played with the dog, and that was the end of the road for it. So if you're an Angels fan, I mean, hey, you know what? Absolutely, you should be disappointed. There's no question about it. But again, same thing. Life is good. Life will move on, and keep just stay focused. Stay focused on what you can control, that's for sure. But yeah, definitely there's disappointment there, no question. Shohei Dodgers, nothing changes with the Dodgers. Obviously, a small pitcher here, nothing too big, nothing too small. Dodgers overtake the Arizona Diamondbacks, or is it the Arizona Diamondbacks' time in the West?
No, well, I mean, the Dodgers won the West last year, right? So, obviously, the Diamondbacks made it to the World Series last year. That signing obviously puts them over the top over the Arizona Diamondbacks. But I think the Arizona Diamondbacks...
Don't forget the Diamondbacks guy, Rodriguez.
Well, I'm still just saying, like, you look at that lineup, and obviously it's top heavy, and you're relying on James Outman to continue the success that he had this year. But, like, I'm still just looking at that lineup, and the pitching staff obviously needs some work, and they're going to make moves in the NL West. Right now, I think it's still the Dodgers just because they have the track record. Hey, I'm not counting out the Diamondbacks, though. Like I said, the Diamondbacks, they'll make some more moves. That's not a secret. It sounds like they're heavily in on J.D. Martinez. That would be a great move considering he had 19 home runs and I believe it's 57 RBIs in like 51 games when he went there. Like, the Diamondbacks are probably a move or two away from being serious competitors with the Dodgers again, though.
Okay, there you go. Seattle Mariners still needing outfielders. Do you think there's still deals there for DePoto with your Cardinals or with some team that's loaded in the outfield, give up some of those pitching? Do you think that still gets done in the next... We're 60 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting.
If I'm the Mariners, right, and by all accounts, the White Sox are going to fire sale, or they're at least attempting to be a fire sale team this year, why not get on the phone with Luis Robert and try and strike a deal there? Obviously, the Chicago White Sox have said that they want young pitchers. The Mariners still have young pitchers. I don't know who they'd all package together. It sounds like if I was them, I'd kick in Miller and Wu just to try and get him. Those guys are basically in a battle for the number five spot in that rotation this year, as long as Robbie Ray comes back and is healthy. So, I mean, one of those guys is going to be the odd man out, but both of those guys carry good trade value. Like, the Mariners have some good trade young pitchers. And, I mean, as much as I'd love to say the Cardinals, I don't know if a deal gets done with the Cardinals there for an outfielder. Obviously, Dylan Carlson would be a guy of interest. And, I mean, the Mariners wouldn't have to give up a lot. Like, Luis Robert's going to cost more than those guys, but I'm just saying, like, at least that's the conversation starters. You kick in both Miller and Wu right off the hop, and you kick in a couple more minor league players who are knocking on the door of being major league ready.
Yeah, I agree with you because the Texas Rangers have been quiet, right? Haven't got, the pitchers in there that they need to have in. Maybe a back-end guy, like they said. I mean, team-wise, they're still the team to beat in the AL. Obviously, they proved it last year or whatever. But for the Mariners, I think it's great timing. You're right there. You're close. So don't pull the chute. Keep on it. Stay there. Stay focused and make that AL West a tough, tough division. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I started dying of laughter at this one. I honestly loved it. Tom Brady, I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but he did a, for Topps Bowman cards, they have Tom Brady's rookie card signed by Tom Brady, but they have a promo of it on YouTube, and you guys just got to check out the video because I thought that it was hilarious. They basically were saying, like, Tom Brady could have been the greatest baseball player in Montreal Expos history, 23 years, 7 championships, all that stuff that he obviously accomplished in the NFL. But, I mean, Topps did a fantastic job with it, included Larry Walker, included Vladimir Guerrero Sr., included Pedro Martinez. They were all sitting down talking about him at a bar. Like, honestly, I couldn't help but laugh. Like I said, you guys got to go out there, check out the video. Whether you like Tom Brady or not, it was just an awesome ad.
Yeah, no question it is. It's worthwhile. And another thing I want to mention to you about watching, if you haven't already, Dirtbag Nation, is the MLB documentaries and stuff like that. I've been watching the Yogi Berra one, and last week the George Brett one, Johnny Bench before that. Fantastic. I mean, it's so fun to watch those, and so much insight, stuff that you forgot about even if you were of my age or older and stuff like that, and you grew up through it or whatever and that, but just little things that you didn't know about them maybe, and they're phenomenal. So if you haven't, definitely take the time to watch them because they really are worth it. There's no question about it. So Dirtbags, you know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you so much for being a part of the nation, part of the show. If you're looking for apparel, head on over to our website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you hooked up. You're looking for a rope trainer, something under the Christmas tree still or whatever and that during the holidays. Hey, check us out. Get it. We'll get you hooked up. Get you rolling for sure. We love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. You know it. There's no question about it. So, and remember, wherever you are in the world, just get dirty every single day. On the field, off the field, as a player, as a coach, as a parent. If you need training advice, contact me. DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. I will talk with you on video. Nolan can talk with you on video. Whatever you need, we are here to help. That's what it's all about. One nation, wherever you are in the world, it's a nation of baseball. It's a lifestyle. It's a brand. It is what it is. Because of you, and we do it every day. So, unfortunately, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.